the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Many runners find themselves drawn to races and long runs, like a marathon. But how do you begin to tackle the intense physical and mental hurdles that come? I'm Nikki Donaldson from the Missouri State Journal. Today as my guest, I have Dr. Sarah Powell, Assistant Professor of Kinesiology at Missouri State University. Powell tells us that the distance is just one of the challenges to crossing the finish line.
They say about the marathon that once you cross the finish line, your life is changed forever. And that is 100% true. You know, the process of training for something of that magnitude is really daunting. It's overwhelming. There are days when it just flat out is uncomfortable. But the psychological processes that go along with that, you know, you build this sense of self-confidence in your ability to do something that's really, really hard. I did a study on an ultra marathoner, so a whole nother level of crazy that I have yet to reach and probably never will. She ran a 136.8 mile trail in Southern California nonstop. I mean, obviously we would stop for food and those sorts of things. But we did a study on her because I was like, well, this is just fascinating to me. And one of the things that really helped her was that sense of resilience. So being able to overcome those barriers when things got really hard and seem insurmountable, what is it psychologically that makes us push through those? And, you know, it's not only the ultra marathoners, you know, absolutely anyone who's run a marathon will tell you that they're going to hit a wall. But that's one of those things where, you know, you have to psychologically train yourself as much as you do physiologically.
In addition to getting fitted for good footwear, Powell provides some tips for training.
So if you're currently able to, let's say, run a 10K, fantastic. That's a good starting base. Work yourself up incrementally. Find a training plan. There's several free ones on the internet that will train you the right way to be able to incrementally increase your distance. It's just as important to train your mind as it is to train your body. And so utilizing things like setting goals, utilizing self-talk. When I'm doing longer races, especially marathons, psychologically for me, one of the things that I do is I run the last 10K first, like in my head. So then by the time I've finished that first 10K, I'm like, oh, I only have 20 miles left to go. And I've done however many 20-mile training runs when I've trained for this. You're chunking it out like that. For me, that works really well. Practicing how you want to perform on race day. So obviously there's several different physiological training aspects that go into that, but mentally as well, you know, putting yourself in conditions, running when it's hot, running when it's cold, running when it's raining, anything that you might see that would psychologically impact your ability to feel confident and strong and prepared on race day, try and train in those conditions if you can. Going off of those times when you did feel really strong, you know, giving yourself a keyword to put you back in that mental state. So maybe it's, you know, I feel strong, or my legs can do this, or I am invincible, whatever that is for you. The more that you do this, the more that you continue to run, you'll build those things up.
Powell remembers one time in particular that challenged her more than any other. It was during the Boston Marathon several years ago. It wasn't her first marathon, or even her first time in that prestigious race. But the adverse weather conditions of rain, near freezing temperatures, and high winds were incredibly difficult. But the self-talk and imagery got her through, even reaching a personal record.
I kept pushing through, knowing, okay, I'm like, you know what, you're running one of the best races in the world. The conditions are not favorable, but you have the ability to do this. And so I kept persisting and pushing through and showing that sense of resilience. And once I started to get to the big hill segment, I actually started to feel a little bit better. And so by the time that I was at, I don't know, maybe I was probably like mile 20 or 21, I figured out by doing some math in my head that if I picked up my pace a little bit, I could PR. I could pull a personal best in those crazy conditions that day. And so that's when I started to tell myself, you are nothing but strong. You are nothing but strong. And I actually negative split, which means I ran faster the last 10K of the race than I did any other. And I was able to pull a personal best. And so training yourself psychologically can really help get you through difficult physical conditions. And then once you have an experience like that, if you draw on it again in the future and put yourself in that headspace, you will find that same ability that you had previously, because you still have it, you know, you don't lose it. It just kind of maybe gets muddled by conditions or, you know, other factors at certain amounts of time.
That was Dr. Sarah Powell. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.